reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, the calendar may say April, but this is no joke. You are locked into another new edition of PDGA Radio. I'm your host and producer, Steve Kaczynski, getting ready to tell you about this past weekend's Atlanta Open. We'll also talk about when you can expect to receive your first copy of the new PDGA magazine titled Disc Golfer. I've also got a little bit about this weekend's Bowling Green Amateur Championships and an intriguing interview with Jay Redding. You're listening to PDGA Radio. Reminding you that if you qualified as an invited player for the 2009 World Championships, your special registration period is now open. Check your email for the details. Registration for all other PDGA members begins on May 26th.
Be a part of disc golf history as the Professional Disc Golf Association and Kansas City Flying Disc Club present the 2009 Disc Golf World Championships, July 27th through August 1st in Kansas City. Make your plans now to join the thousands of disc golf enthusiasts as more than 20 world champions will have their names forever be a part of disc golf history. Join defending world champions David Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins, along with two-time world champion Nate Doss, 12-time world champion Ken Climo, and the hundreds of other players from all over the world for what is sure to be a fantastically entertaining week of disc golfing, friends, and fun. It's the 2009 Professional Disc Golf Association World Championships from Kansas City, July 27th through August 1st. Visit kcworlds.com for more information.
This season's second National Tour event took place this past weekend in the Atlanta, Georgia area for the 2009 Atlanta Open presented by RE/MAX. There, amidst a series of thunderstorms and the overall unseasonably cold and windy conditions, it was the champ Ken Climo leading wire to wire, ultimately prevailing by four throws over the second-place finisher Barry Schultz. Paul McBeth finishes in third, six throws off a lead, followed by Cale Lavisca, David Feldberg, and Brad Hammock, who all tied for fourth place, nine throws off Climo's pace. This was Climo's first National Tour win since the Golden State Classic in 2007. Over on the women's side, it's Valerie Jenkins, averaging 994 rated disc golf over the four rounds en route to an impressive 26-throw win over Courtney Peavy. So now we go and check the standings for the 2009 National Tour Point Series, the drive for the championship, presented by Woodchuck Cider. It's now updated through the Atlanta Open, and in the women's race, it's no surprise that Valerie Jenkins has a 21-point lead after winning the first two National Tour events. She has the maximum 200 points. Liz Lopez is in second with Des Redding and Courtney Peavy, each having only played one event so far this season, in at 95 points. In the men's race, we see Barry Schultz in first with 186 points and has an 11-point lead after finishing third in the Memorial and second in Atlanta. Atlanta Open champion Ken Climo is in second place with Paul McBeth in third, just three behind Climo. The third event in the 2009 Drive for the Championship, presented by Woodchuck Cider, takes place at the Green Country Open in Oklahoma, April 25th and 26th, when the PDGA Tour converges at the Taylor Ranch and Lodge, a first-time National Tour venue. Be on the lookout for complete PDGA media coverage of the Green Country Open at PDGA.com, including video highlights, photos, and live scoring from Oklahoma. And be sure to check the National Tour page at PDGA.com following each National Tour event for the updated Drive for the Championship standings. A little bit of time left now to run down some results from elsewhere in the disc golf world over this past weekend, starting in California, where Bobby Music gets the win. Chris Heron wins in Illinois, Coda Hatfield runs away from the field in Oklahoma, Brad Schick wins in Ohio, Brian Schweberger wins in North Carolina, Nico LaCastro wins the Ozark Mountain Open in Missouri, and finally it's Marcus Kallstrom getting a big win in the Netherlands at the Dutch Open. Check out the full results and PDGA schedule at pdga.com. You're listening to PDGA Radio. Still to come is your disc golf news and the interview with Jay Redding. So keep with me.
It's at pdgastore.com.
Visit the PDGA store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at pdgastore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at pdgastore.com.
The Professional Disc Golf Association is pleased to announce that the first issue of Disc Golfer, the official magazine publication of the PDGA, is currently on its way to members' mailboxes. In some cases, it's already there. It was delivered to a post office in Missouri March 23rd. The publication will now be winding its way to the PDGA's U.S. members via standard mail, which delivers to most households in 10 to 14 days. However, some issues manage to go as quickly as 5 or as slow as 3 to 4 weeks. If you're positive the PDGA has your correct address and you still have not received your magazine by April 16th, email the PDGA office. If you have renewed your membership or joined in the last 2 to 3 weeks, your first issue will likely be going out in the second mailing for about 700 members. That will be March 30th. Even if you're not a member, you can still receive the magazine. Simply go to the PDGA store at pdgastore.com to purchase your copy. Important news from the PDGA's Technical Standards Committee, which has now approved Gateway's new model of putter known as the Voodoo. It had already been in production with a stamp on it saying it was PDGA approved, prompting the PDGA to post an official response on its website last week, clarifying that it wasn't yet approved, pending the formal application and payment. However, all things are again happy in disc golf land, and the Gateway Voodoo is legal for use in all PDGA-sanctioned events, including this upcoming weekend's Amateur Championships and Bowling Green, in which all participants will be receiving one of the Voodoos from Gateway within their players' pack. Now we have time to take a look at this upcoming weekend's PDGA tournament schedule, which covers April 3rd through the 5th and is highlighted by the previously mentioned Bowling Green Amateur Championships, with about 500 players expected to compete. Even with that amount of players, attendance is actually down slightly, as more than 700 players took part last year. This may be in part due to the economy or an expanded format, which starts with tournament play on Friday afternoon, then two rounds Saturday and the final round Sunday, compared to previous years in which there were just two rounds each day, Saturday and Sunday. Elsewhere on the PDGA calendar, we find it's a big weekend with another A-tier in Texas for the Texas State Disc Golf Championships. They'll be in Houston. There are three B-tiers in California, two each in Virginia and Kentucky, and the Jacksonville Open in Florida, also a B-tier event. C-tiers on the schedule include the Bull City Shootout in North Carolina, the Minnesota Spring Open, the Treasure Valley Cup in Idaho, and the LS Discs Capital City Classic in Kansas. Internationally, there are sanctioned events in France, Denmark, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and Amsterdam. Join me on next week's edition of PDGA Radio as we'll have full coverage from Bowling Green along with stories and results from some of these other tournaments. Coming up next on PDGA Radio is the interview with one of the good guys of disc golf, Jay Redding, who was the winner of the 2008 PDGA Award for Sportsmanship.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know what that is? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com. All right, this week we're talking with Jay Redding, a longtime touring pro on the PDGA Tour. He's got a lot of interests. He's one of the leading members behind the National Tour Clinic, also with the Edge Disc Golf Program. So, Jay, what's keeping you busy nowadays?
Wow, I've got my hands into a lot of different projects. I've actually been designing and installing some disc golf courses over the wintertime, and, of course, working really hard with schools and getting disc golf into curriculums around the country.
Now, one of those major programs that you use is the EDGE program. Fill us in again on what the EDGE program is and what direction you're taking it this year.
Well, the EDGE program is the Educational Disc Golf Experience. We're a nonprofit 501c3, and we're really excited. We're going to be unveiling the second edition of our curriculum. So it's an updated, we've got some pictures in there, got some new lesson plans. We're really excited. We've got some new games like disc lacrosse, and we're also introducing an awesome game called Dodgeby, which is a national sport over in Japan. I think it's going to go over really well with a lot of our schools and even disc golfers around the country. I wish I had a hard number for you. We're kind of working on exactly. It's hard to gauge a lot of times when a district buys some equipment how many schools are actually utilizing it, but I'm going to throw a ballpark out there that I think we're pretty close to around 1,500 schools using disc golf now through the EDGE program.
Now, is that just like a physical education program, or does that actually get them out onto the course playing disc golf and some other disc games?
Kind of a variable of all of that. A lot of schools are just using it in their curriculum. A lot of them are using disc golf because they have a local permanent course right near the school grounds. And then we also have a lot of youth programs. Def and I did a workshop and ran a mini tournament for 500 Boy Scouts just a month ago at the Alamo chapter in San Antonio, Texas.
So do you really see disc golf catching on among the youth? Are we going to see a new generation of just super disc golf players?
Absolutely. Yep. I think we're really starting to, some of the goals that we've had with the EDGE program are really starting to show themselves. Our courses are becoming more used by families because their kids are learning in schools and they want to do something afterwards. And the physical education realm is really realizing that disc golf is going to be an awesome way to lead the fight against childhood obesity and diabetes, which is plaguing our nation right now.
Switching gears a little bit, let's talk about the National Tour. You're one of the leaders behind it. I believe it started last year, but what is the National Tour Clinic and where can we find it?
The National Tour Clinic series is a great program that I did put together. We're basically utilizing four of our sports top players at each National Tour the day or 2 days prior when we're in town. And it's a way for us to give back to the communities, the local players, the tournaments that work so hard running these tournaments for us. Basically, we cover a wide range of topics. It lasts 2 hours, and it's a great opportunity to come out and ask some questions, get an autograph, and actually have some of our top players maybe watch your form or critique some of the things that you might be doing.
Now, what are some of the more popular questions that seem to come up at each and every clinic?
Well, having won a world putting championship this year, I'm definitely barraged with questions on how am I such a great putter and how can they become a putter like me? And, you know, I mean, that's kind of all of us as top pros, the sport is so individualistic but yet has a lot of common threads. You know, we all have our own adaptations, but there are techniques that are based around solid athletic performance. So a lot of us are basically just trying to teach those techniques, and then you adapt that to your body size and shape, and there you go. You have formed disc golf to yourself. Well, there are definitely some players that are more gifted at public speaking and teaching than others, but besides some normal superstars like Barry Schultz, Felberg, Death, and Avery, we also try to pepper in a lot of other players from various manufacturers. We try to get some Discraft and Gateway, some of their top players involved. And, yeah, we really try to mix it up. I think we had 24 unique staff members last year.
What else is going on this year for you, Jay? I know you're involved with the Disc Golf Cruise. That's coming up next January. Is there anything you want to say about that or anything else going on?
Well, the good news is that there are still cabins available, and the other good news is that due to some of the economic hardships out there, that the cruise line is discounting the rooms. So check out discgolfcruise.com for all the latest information, but we're doing a 7-day run this time, so lots of opportunity to get some clinics in and some different activities, as well as have a great vacation and play disc golf on a private island in the Bahamas.
Again, that was Jay Redding on PDGA Radio. My thanks to Jay for his time, and my thanks also to you for joining me this week. Make sure to check back next week, as I'll be freshly back from my trip to Bowling Green with all sorts of good stuff to bring your way. So until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.